Good afternoon, all, and may the 4th be with you. Just to let you know, this is a small little episode, just in gratification of all Star Wars things and Star Wars beings, because it is May 4th. Something you may have seen is that Taika Waititi is to direct and co-write a new Star Wars feature film for theatrical release. So that's going to be interesting. It's not going to have anything to do with the Skywalker story. As far as we're told, it's going to be something completely new and completely different. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is available to stream off of Disney Plus, so that's something you can go ahead and do today, as well as the final season of The Clone Wars, which I've been told is phenomenal, and I will most likely binge the shit out of that today. Just wanted to say, may the 4th be with you. And this is just my short little Star Wars appreciation post. Also, if you are a Jedi Fallen Order fan, there was a huge update today. There is an enemy wave game mode, new game plus content, and also a red lightsaber. So hop on there, download the update, and get back into being a Jedi. Something that I got to read today off of Fox News is that there's a missing Star Wars Toyota Celica. Now, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I never even heard of this, but apparently, back in 1977, Toyota teamed up with the 20th Century Fox for promotional sweepstakes, where the grand prize was a custom Star Wars Celica that featured imagery from the original film, including the movie poster painted on its hood and reproduction of film cells on the side. Unfortunately, things didn't go to plan after the California shop that customized the car was mired in a string of drug, kidnapping, and murder charges. The contest was apparently buried, and the winner, if there even was one, was never announced. Go ahead and look up the picture of this car. It's pretty sweet. I drive the shit out of it. So there's been many people searching for this car, and no one's found it. Are you going to be the one to find it? Are you the detective that's going to find this Star Wars Celica?
You will try.
Because if you are, I want it. I will buy it. I will sell my left kidney for it.
Suspect charges. Stand by.
And to end this segment off, we're going to do a little pay our respects to all the Star Wars actors that have died. Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing, Alec Guinness, Phil Brown, Shelley Fraser, Jack Purvis, Alex McCrindle, Eddie Byrne, Drew Henley, William Hootkins, Jeremy Sinden, Graham Ashley, Don Henderson, Richard LaParmentier, Scott Beach, Lightning Bear, Arthur Howell, Tim Condren, Reg Harding, Bill Weston, Jerry Walter, Morgan Upton, Ted Burnett, Gilda Cohen, Jeffrey Moon, Isaac Grand, Peter Diamond, Barry Nome, Christine Hewitt, Joe Kay, Anthony Lang, Alf Mangane, Grant McCune, Marcus Powell, Peter Sturgeon, Malcolm Tierney, Larry Ward, John Hollis, Terry Richards, Des Webb, Michael Sheard, Mark Jones, Oliver McGeer, Bruce Boa, Christopher Malcolm, Bob Anderson, Richard Bonehill, Maurice Bush, Sean Curie, Ralph McCurry, Jason Wingreen, Sebastian Shaw, Claire Davenport, Aline Baker, Sadie Kaur, Luis De Jesus, John Gavin, Michael Gildon, Richard Jones, John Pedrick, Ronnie Phillips, Carol Reed, Peter Allen, Lynn Hazeldine, Ahi Kushiar, Richard Marquand, Vivian Chandler, Barry Robertson, Pat Walsh, Con Bonfields, Alethea McGrath, Warren Owens, Eric Bosfield, Bea Arthur, Art Carney, Paul Kantner, Harvey Corman, Mickey Morton, Claude Woolman, Art James, Burrell Ives, Sidney Walker, Robert Elros, Paul Gleason, Johnny Westmuller Jr., Scott Ferry, Kenny Baker, Peter Sumner, Michael Leder, Carrie Fisher, Margaret Towner, Alfie Curtis. We thank all of you for giving us all the childhood memories, all the wonderful Star Wars movies that you helped create. Whether they be big roles or small roles, there is no small roles. It made the movies, whether you're in it for just a second or the whole movie. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.